Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of Moilili Honganji Mission. Moilili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Our resident minister, Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani, and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moililihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Dr. Douglas Shiraki in memory of parents Dr. Mitsuru and Nancy Shiraki. Our guest speaker this morning is Reverend Shinjin Kawagoe, former Kaikyoshi Minister of Honpa Honganji, Hawaii. Good morning, Reverend Kawagoe.
It is difficult to meet true teachers and difficult for them to instruct. It is difficult to hear the teaching well and more difficult still to accept it. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Good morning, everyone. I'm Reverend Shinji Kawagoe. I'm a former resident minister of Papaiko Honganji. I resigned my ministry in Hawaii this April and came back to Japan. So now I live in Japan. Even though, thank you for giving me this great opportunity to share the Buddha Dharma with you from Japan today. My family temple has a huge ginkgo tree. Since I came back to Japan, I sometimes clean sweep fallen leaves with broom. When you hear my story, I guess Chuda Pantaka, who was Shakyamuni Buddha's disciple's story, may bring to your mind. But in my case, I remembered our founder Shinran Shonin's story. I came back to Japan this May. At the time, leaves were green. Around October, they changed yellow. And now, in December, there are no leaves. Depends on season, they change their color and situation. When Shinran Shonin was 9 years old, he went to a Tendai school temple to get Tokudo ordination to be a Tendai minister. But he arrived at the temple late in the night. So one of the ministers asked him to have ceremony tomorrow. Then Shinran Shonin read one poem that, although you seem to believe these cherry blossoms will remain tomorrow, how could you tell it won't blow hard during tonight? So he compared his life to a cherry blossom and appeared that nobody knows what will happen to him tomorrow. That's why he was thinking that now's the time for the ordination. He read the impermanence of this world in his poem. This time I quoted Shinran Shonin's poem at the beginning. It is one of my favorite ones. I quote, "It is difficult to meet true teachers and difficult for them to instruct. It is difficult to hear the teaching well and more difficult still to accept it." End quote. I believe that you can understand his poem easily. It just tells our situation. To put it simply, even if we could meet true teachers, it is difficult to accept the true teaching as it is. Even you don't care, the true teaching is everywhere. So this time, I would like to ask you to think about yourself through leaves situation. And if you do that, I think you can see that you can listen to the Buddha's teaching. You can encounter the Buddha's teaching in your daily life, not only at the temple. However, again, as Shinran Shonin's poem says, even if you could encounter the true teaching, it is difficult to accept it as your issue. When I was in Hawaii, I could see green leaves all the time. That's why, even when I saw fallen leaves, to be honest, I didn't feel anything. But when I cleaned sweep fallen leaves at my family temple, I strongly felt impermanence. And I remembered deceased temple members suddenly. I had been a minister in Hawaii for about 9 years. During that time, quite many my family temple's members passed away. But I could come back to Japan only twice. That's why when I clean sweep fallen leaves, I thought that, oh, I couldn't say thank you and goodbye to most of them directly, stuff like that. Leaves don't have any words like us, but they taught me the impermanence and preciousness of our life quietly through their situation. After we were born into this world, sooner or later, we must end our life eventually. And as Shinran Shonin's poem, which was read when he was 9 years old, says, nobody knows what will happen to us in the future. Especially since 2020, after pandemic happened, people died regardless of their age. So I think many people strongly realized how fragile our life is. Actually, every day, every moment, we are exactly getting old little by little. And nobody guarantees your tomorrow. That is our reality. However, even we face that kind of reality, it is sometimes difficult to think about it seriously as our issue in our daily life. How about you? That's why we need to watch and listen to any kind of things around us carefully to reflect on ourselves. Again, the true teaching is everywhere. In my case, I saw fallen leaves in Hawaii and in Japan. But depends on their situation. I mean, in Hawaii, I didn't think anything. In Japan, they changed their color and after that, all gone. So through their situation, I felt the impermanence of our life strongly. Fortunately, I could meet true teacher in Hawaii already. But that's it. I didn't learn anything at the time. It was very simple thing, but cleaning sweep fallen leaves with broom instructs me about our reality. I spent about 9 years in Hawaii. So of course, time passed there. But I don't know why. At the time, I didn't care about the impermanence of our life like today. Today's case, through a ginkgo leaves situation, I had a chance to think about our impermanent life. And at the same time, it is great occasion to think about gratefulness of the Nembutsu teaching, which never changes since Shakyamuni Buddha's time. It never changes anytime and anywhere, because it's true and real in this world. Wherever you are, you have a chance to encounter true teachers to reflect on yourself deeply. However, even if you could, depends on a situation, you might miss it, like me. I understand that it's difficult to take care of everything carefully. So when you have any changes, even if they are small things, please stop to watch or listen to them. They might be your great teacher. In my conclusion, I would like to read today's quotation again. It is difficult to meet true teachers and difficult for them to instruct. It is difficult to hear the teaching well and more difficult still to accept it. End quote. Thank you for listening. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Kawagoe, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.morlilihonganji.org. We have one announcement this morning. Tomorrow, Sunday, December 18th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. hybrid service will be Clyde Whitworth of BDK, Hawaii. Holiday activities to follow. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Dr. Douglas Shiraki, and our guest speaker, Reverend Shinji Kawagoe. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Satoshi Tomioka of Puna Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.